Let us say a solemn prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 185. 185. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord. We will continue to discuss Psalms. We are in this group of Psalms. Psalms 120 to 134. This group of Psalms is known as the Song of Ascent. It is known as the Song of Ascent, whereby the pilgrims, as they journey to Jerusalem to keep the annual feast, they will sing these psalms. These psalms are also used for the temple worship. We will continue to discuss Psalms 126 and 127. Let's read Psalms 126. When the Lord brought back the captive thief ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro, weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaf with him." So this is Psalms 126. This psalm, it is a song of joy for restoration to Zion. So it is a song of joy for restoration to Zion. Here, the content, it is to recall previous time of God's mercy and ask for fresh show of God's mercy. So it is to recall back the previous time of God's mercy, and based upon this, presently, to ask for fresh show of God's mercy. So here, we are not very certain which event or period that these Psalms refer to. But the focus is to recall back a previous time of God's mercy, and upon this basis to ask for a fresh show of God's mercy. Let us see verses 1 to 3. Verses 1 to 3. Here, it is a recalling the past. To recall the past. To recall the past joy over restoration experience. Let's see verse 1. When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. So here, the wonder and joy of the reality were so marvelous that they hardly dare believe it. It seemed more like dream which they so long have been waiting for. So when the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. Also, they hardly dare to believe it, but the reality is like this. It seems more like a dream, but this is something they have been waiting for. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. So here, we are able to see the twofold effect. The twofold effect. Firstly, joy for those who return, those who have been restored. So this is joy to those who return. Our mouth was filled with laughter, our tongue with joyful shouting. Verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. So here, we can see the first effect, joy for those who return. And then the second effect, God is honored among the nations. Verse 2, they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. So the nations also magnify God. God been honored. The Lord has done great things for them. So here, we are able to see the twofold effect. So verses 1 to 3, we can see recalling the past. Joy over restoration experience. And then, verses 4 to 6. Verses 4 to 6. Here, prayer for renewed restoration. Prayer for the restoration to be completed. It is prayer for renewed restoration. Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. So now they pray for renewed restoration. They recall the past. And then based upon this, now they pray for the renewed restoration. And then here mentioned about the streams of the south. Here refer to the Negev, whereby it is arid, very dry, desert place, especially in summer. But when winter comes, rains will fill this place and renew the flow of the water. Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. So now they are in captive. May the Lord restore them. Just like how after summer, winter comes, rain will renew the flow of water in the Negev. And then verse 5, verse 6. Here we are able to see it portrays the joy already experienced and the joy anticipated. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. So the joy already experienced, but the joy anticipated. He who goes to and fro, weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaf with him. That's to say, Even when sowing is accompanied by trouble or sorrow, harvest brings joy. So this is to anticipate the future joy. So here, verses 4 to 6, it is a prayer for renewed restoration. As what we say, we are not very certain here in this psalm, this event refers to which period. If it is referring to the Babylonian captivity, so verses 1 to 3, we are able to see they were very joyful for the Lord restoring them, allow them to return. And then, so verse 4, they are praying for the restoration to be completed. Either to complete the returning of the exile or to fully restore the security and prosperity of the former time. So we are able to see the joy already experienced and the joy anticipated. So there's this prayer that the Lord will completely restore the captivity. So this is Psalms 126. It is song of joy for restoration to Zion. Recall previous time of God's mercy and ask for fresh show of God's mercy. Let us now see Psalms 127. Psalms 127. Let us read. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors, for he gives to his beloved even in his sleep. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. So are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. This is Psalms 127. So the superscription, Song of Ascent of Solomon. So very possibly, so Solomon wrote this song or these psalms. But now being compiled, collected here and placed under this group, what they call the Song of Ascent. So in this Psalms 127, this is a wisdom psalm. It is a wisdom psalm. It is a godly wisdom concerning the home. Concerning the home. To remind the pilgrims that all of life, securities and blessing are gift from God rather than their own achievement. Without God's blessing, all toil are in vain and worthless. So this is a wisdom psalm, godly wisdom concerning the home, reminded the pilgrims that all life security and blessings are gift from God rather than their own achievement. Without God's blessing, all toil are in vain or worthless. Let us see verses 1 and 2. It is the Lord who provides shelter, security, and food. So here we can see it is the Lord who provides shelter, security, and food. Of course, a person must be diligent, but then also to entrust. Here also want to tell us it does not eliminate human activity, but must learn to entrust and to put God in the daily affairs. Verse 1, verse 2. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen keep awake in vain. So they must labor, they must keep awake, but then entrust the matter to God. Put God in that affairs of building the house and guarding the city. And then verse 2. A good harvest is not the achievement of endless toil, but it is the result of God's blessing. Must toil, must labor, but then entrust to the Lord. A good harvest is not achieved of endless toil, but it's the result of God's blessing. It is vain for you to rise up early and to retire late and to eat the bread of painful labors. What God wants them to experience is the beautiful sleep. So he gives sleep to his beloved, and then he gives to his beloved even in his sleep. God will care, God will bless. But one thing is to entrust to the hands of the Lord. So verse 1, verse 2, it is the Lord who provides shelter, security and food. Must be diligent, but entrusting it to the Lord. Let us see verses 3 to 5. Besides shelter, security, food, children are also God's gift. Children are also God's gift. Of course, it is not the mere product of virility and fertility. It does not eliminate human activity. But then we are able to see God's blessing, God's favor. So children are God's gift, heritage from the Lord. Behold, children are a gift, heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with the enemies in the gate. So we can see how the Lord will bless to give children as an inheritance, a gift. And then we are able to see how it is a reward if one continue to bring the child in the Lord. So we can see the Lord will bestow his favor upon this family. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, how blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. So they are blessed with children, fruitful and multiplying. So when the children go up, so are the children of one's youth. And then how that man will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies. Here we can see fathers with many sons, in a way, have many defenders when falsely accused in court. Moreover, the very fact that they have many sons, it is as God's reward for them, a blessing, testifying to God's favor toward them. In effect, they are God-provided character witness. And then, how when they appear before the enemies in the gate, the gate is used as a judicial site to settle the affairs, the daily affairs. So how we are able to see the man with this heritage, moreover, fruitful multiply, how blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. So they will not be ashamed when they speak with the enemies in the gate. It becomes a testimony to the enemy that this man, this family is in God's favor, in God's favor. So Psalms 127, it is a wisdom psalm. It is whereby godly wisdom concerning the home to remind the pilgrims that all life security and blessing are gift from God rather than their own achievement. Without God's blessing, all toil are in vain and also worthless. We have already mentioned how this song of ascent, there seems to be a scheme or thematic control of the arrangement of the psalm. So here, we are able to see how when we come to Psalms 126, the one, the pilgrim in the temple, he will continue to meditate. He will continue to meditate. We have already said Psalms 120 to Psalms 126, like the seven steps of ascent from outside into the outer court. So it pictured to us a person sojourning in foreign land, how he set his heart on pilgrim, and then the journey, God is the keeper, and then from a distance saw Jerusalem, arrived in Jerusalem, about to enter, and then how this song of Zion, when they saw Jerusalem, they pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and may Jerusalem prosper. And then as they enter Jerusalem, enter the temple, their eyes set upon the Lord, they seek God's grace. And then they meditate, they recollect what happened. Had it not been the Lord, they experienced God's grace. And then how they desire security and peace, how to have continuous security and peace. So when we come to Psalms 126, so the pilgrim continue to meditate. To meditate on the past, the present, the future. So they have already returned. They have already returned. So we can see the present. But then to meditate on also the future. The present, may the Lord continue to completely restore the exile. And then to fully restore the security and prosperity of the former time. But then for the future, there are still much to strive for. Revival, rebuilding, reconstruction. So it is not easy. So here, when it comes to Psalms 126, at the seven steps, so they meditate the past, the present, and the future. There are still much to be done. Revival, rebuilding, reconstruction. And then Psalms 127. So now, coming to the first eight step from the outer court leading to the inner court. So here we are able to see to bear, to shoulder. There are still a lot of work to be done. Revival, rebuilding, reconstruction. So Psalms 127 focus upon to build the home, the house, the family together with God, to establish the family, to guard the family, to bring up the children in the Lord. So this is our work, to build the home, the house, the family, the church. We will continue another time. We will pray together. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
How do you get the kid to 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 How to get the
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our family, author, ends here tonight. Peace be to all. Amen.